Your friend wants to learn about your favorite band. They'd never ever heard of them before. You want to show what the band is all about, so you put together a playlist. But there is a catch. You only get to play
five essential tracks.
I'm Ben.
I'm Joel.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jacob, and these are the five essential tracks for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Welcome back to Five Essential Tracks. I'm Josh, and I'm here with my usual co-hosts, Joel, Ben, and Jacob, and we're going to talk to you about one of the greatest musicians ever to come from our great state of Texas, Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's hard to think that Stevie Ray's commercial career only lasted 7 years when you consider the influence he has wielded over music ever since. And it's not because of his tragic death in 1990 in a helicopter crash that made him a legend. He was a legend while he was alive, a true living legend, gaining the respect of contemporaries and people who appear ahead of him on many lists of greatest guitar players. They loved Stevie Ray and is, if not single-handedly, very close to single-handedly, the one who really brought a spotlight onto real blues music and brought it back and put it into the mainstream to the point where, you know, people like Robert Cray and Jeff Healey have legitimate thank yous to Stevie Ray Vaughan for them being somewhat household names. And of course, he was born in Dallas and inspired by his brother Jimmy to pick up the guitar. And Jimmy is a great guitar player to this day, but would be the first to tell you that somewhere along the way, little brother just soared past him and did things that are truly unique to him. He's one of those players where you can just pretty much tell it's him, even though he would have told you that he was really just drawing on his influences, particularly the Three Kings, Albert King, B.B. King, and
Freddie King.
Freddie King, thank you. It went away there for a second. But as guitar heroes with short careers go, only Jimi Hendrix rivals the greatness of Stevie Ray Vaughan. And so I'm very thrilled to have the opportunity to talk about him. So, hi, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing fantastic.
The Canadian Ben.
For this episode.
All right.
The furthest from Texas is excited for the Texas episode.
Yep. We're Texans. So anytime we get to discuss a Texas legend, pretty cool.
I'm doing good, other than the weather.
Couldn't stand it, huh?
Yeah.
This is going to be hard. So I'm going to put our first song out. And by the way we do this is we each suggest a song and then we go around the table and give it green, yellow, or red light. A green light from all four means it's instantly in. A red light from any one person means the song is no longer up for consideration. It's a complete stop. And then a yellow light means more information or discussion may be needed. I'll say this. I was reminded in considering Stevie Ray's catalog again, which is, I'm a Stevie Ray completist. I know all of every album, and you've really got four studio albums: Texas Flood, Couldn't Stand the Weather, the one that has Change It on it. I can't remember the name of the third one. What is it?
A completist, are you?
Yes, I can't remember the name of it, though. I didn't say I was an intelligent completist. Instep is the last one. And the third one was...
Let's see here.
Soul to Soul? Are you thinking of Soul to
Soul?
Soul
to Soul.
Yes, Soul to Soul. And then after that, you have an immediate posthumous release, which is probably going to get mentioned, called The Sky is Crying, and a live album. That's really the core of Stevie Ray's output. Six albums. And I was, as I had started to say earlier, I was kind of interested as I revisited it and thought about it at the diversity of the construction of the songs. Yes, he plays a lot of old blues songs. Yes, he plays a lot of blues licks. But strictly speaking, the output that you get from him and Tommy Shannon, one of my favorite bass players ever, and Whipper Layton on the drums, is actually much more varied than people might think. Of course, Reese Winans later to join on the keyboards. So I'm actually going to start with the only number one hit he ever had. It was after he got clean and Double Trouble wrote this song together. And it's a smoking great tune. And I think it needs to be on the list. And that is Crossfire.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean,
that was on my list. Absolutely. That's an automatic green light. I love the song. And any version of it, there's several versions on YouTube that are really good. The studio version is good. But, you know, it's a great example of Stevie Ray Vaughan as a blues guitarist that doesn't always play blues songs. I think this is one of the best examples of that. Just as far as the chord progression is concerned, the feel and the style of the song, great choice.
I love, in particular, the Austin City Limits version where he's playing back, you know, because Reese Winans has that little on the keys, and he'll hit the riffs in between that. I kind of get chills just thinking about how great it is.
Yeah, it's not the first song that I thought of, but when you said it, I thought, well, of course it's going on the list. It's got to be a green light. It's not the slam dunk I thought you were going to go with, but let's throw it up there. Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get to all of them. But green light for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and green it, and we'll just move right on along. And I think I'm up next to throw out a song, so I will go ahead and get what I figure to be the slam dunk out of the way, and I'll go ahead and throw out Pride and Joy, and we'll see what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah, that is the one I was referencing. I think it's an easy green and doesn't require a ton of conversation about it, but I'll let my co-hosts chime in and maybe they disagree with me.
No. Couldn't do that. I mean, this is the Stevie Ray Vaughan song. If there's one song you should know, one essential track, it's gonna be Pride and Joy. It's not even close. And you know, most streamed on Spotify by a huge margin, but it's the one that most everyone will know as far as if they're seeking out the great guitarists of all time. I'm sure that it shows up on Spotify curated playlists about that. It's perfect.
It's a good illustration of the old idea that the blues is easy to play, but incredibly hard to play well. You know, you've got three chords, and this is a straight three chord, 12 bar blues song. And it is never boring. Never. The way he sings fits the music so well. The playing, obviously, you need to have a blues standard on this list. And rather than a cover of an old blues standard, let's take Stevie's standard. And it is a standard at this point. So that's a green for me for sure. And so we start off playing very nice, don't we? With Crossfire and Pride and Joy going immediately up on the list. Ben?
Well, I just want to add one other thing about Pride and Joy. I was only 3 years old when it was on the radio for the first time. But it must have sounded very strange when you think about what was on the airwaves then. You know, a lot of synthesizers, the way that pop was going, and then this song is out on pop radio. It's not really pop. It's not really blues. It's not really rock and roll. It's not really R&B. It's kind of all of them. But I imagine it sounded very, very foreign to anything else that was out there at the time.
Well, you want to talk about iconic openings to songs. This is one of those where as soon as you hear that, it's just two E notes on the tie strings of the guitar. As soon as you hear those ring out, I guess it's technically E flat if you want to get, you know, right down to it with his guitar tuned down.
Yes, with his half step down. Yeah.
I mean, when you hear that, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows when Pride and Joy comes on. So,
yeah, that riff, that opening part just hits you in the face, you know. And then you get two great solos and something else to mention, as Joel just did, that like Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray tuned his guitar down a half step, and it doesn't sound like that much of a difference, but it really does change the feel and sound of the guitar. It really does. And then you add on top of it that he was playing guitar with telephone lines instead of guitar strings. he was known for playing really, really thick, heavy guitar strings that a normal person would not even be able to. You couldn't hardly press down the strings, but he played it just like it was nothing.
And so much snap strings,
so strength in it, yeah. So much strength in those hands, and the aggressive way that he plays. You know, I don't know that Stevie Ray is my favorite guitar player, but he might be my favorite to watch play.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, go on YouTube. There are so many great videos of him playing. There are so many great videos of watching his guitar tech come out and switch guitars right in the middle of him singing because he broke so many strings.
Or watching him change his own string on stage, as there's a famous video of him doing. So it's great stuff. He was a performer in the truest sense of the word.
He pulled out all the tricks from Hendrix, playing behind his neck, playing behind his back, playing with his teeth. All those kinds of things. He did it all.
Yeah, all right, Ben. I think Jimmy is the guitarist to compare him to. And I mean, he did his own version of Jimmy a couple of times, but I think that that's the fair comparison when you're talking guitarists. I'm going to stay on that same album, and I could go one of two directions, but I think I'm going to throw out Love Struck Baby as my pick. Was his first single, and it was a song that introduced Stevie Ray to the public. I could go with another song on that album that I'm sure will be proposed later, but I think when we're just talking about songs that will familiarize you with the artist, this one maybe is a better fit.
It's interesting that you mentioned one of two possibilities, and we're talking about Double Trouble's debut album, Texas Flood. And I actually wrote down three other songs from this album, and the one that I landed on was probably not the two that you're referring to, and it wasn't Love Struck Baby, although I did have it on here. And the only reason... I actually like Love Struck Baby a little better than Pride and Joy, just me personally. But the only reason I'm going to yellow for now is the similarity to Pride and Joy with it being a 12-bar blues.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I think I would echo that. I'm going to yellow like that because, you know, as we're going to see, there's a lot we could be talking about for this list, and definitely harder than... In my opinion, it might turn out to be harder than my last episode by James Taylor.
Interesting. I'm curious how this is going to go, to hear what you guys... I am not a Stevie Ray Vaughan completist. And so I'll be... Maybe get some education here. I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. I recognize his greatness as a guitar player. But I'll be honest with you, he may not even be a top 10 guitar player for me. So,
yeah,
I think you have.
I could say that. I mean,
you're not allowed to live here anymore.
Well, I would not say I'm a completist either. I mean, I've heard a lot, but I would not come out and say that I'm a completist like I would about, say, Steely Dan or something like that. I'm kind of in the same boat.
I may be able to be easily swayed on some things, but Love Struck Baby I did not have in my five, so I'm going to go ahead and yellow light it as well. But I'm listening intently to what you all have to say as the veteran Stevie Ray Vaughan fans that you are.
Now, I think this is probably more wheelhouse for Ben and for me than it is for Joel and Jacob, as they've said. This is growing up music. This is, and after he died, I mean, it was all Stevie Ray all the time for a while.
I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan may be, in my case, one of those instances of a classic case of your favorite guitarist, and you may be in that situation. So,
all right, Jacob, your first selection.
I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna take this way in a different direction.
Good.
you mentioned that somebody was gonna talk about The Sky's Crying, and so I will. I need to throw this out there, a song that probably nobody would know comparatively. I feel like it's obscure. I may be wrong again, but I feel like it's obscure among his catalog. But we're talking about Stevie Ray on solo 12-string. I'm mentioning a cover of Doyle Bramhall, friend and collaborator. He does Life by the Drop. And really, just a great, happy and positive song. And again, the fact that he does it on 12-string, of course, if he can play guitar with such heavy strings, then a 12-string is probably nothing. But I think that it would be great to have this on the list because it's so different from anything else that we have discussed or probably will discuss.
I love that you mentioned Life by the Drop. I remember the video of him being played on VH1, I think it probably was, of him playing this song on that 12-string. And how there's a lot of times when you've just got someone with an acoustic guitar, even if it's a 12-string, that the song sounds a little thin. That is so far from the case with Life by the Drop. It is a fully realized song just coming from him by himself. And it's great. I have to say Yellow for one reason only, because my gut was to say, yes, yes, put it in. I like the diversity. It's great. It's awesome. I just have to say Yellow because I didn't write it down, and I regret that.
Well, I'm going to say something quite similar, but I'm gonna end on a different note. I didn't put it in my top five, but considering we're trying to propose all the sides of Stevie Ray that you'd want to give to someone, this is a very different song. I think I'm going to bump one of the ones that I had in my top five and put it on the list. It is one of my favorite Stevie Ray songs. I remember when I heard it the first time, because it didn't come out until, I believe, it was a full year after he had died, right?
Yeah, about.
So it hit a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. I could see how it would in that context. Yeah, absolutely.
Very emotional. Yeah.
And for those reasons and more, I am going to green light it, and I'm going to have to think a little bit harder about the song that I'm replacing it with.
Or that I it's replacing. Did. I did have Left by the Drop in my top five. And for people who say it sounds thin, let's just think for a second about what, at their heart, what is the blues music? It's an expression of feeling, and this song does just that very, very well. And I think it absolutely needs to be on the list, and I will also green light it.
To clarify, I don't think anyone has ever said that this particular song sounds thin. Just sometimes people with just their guitar. Yeah, can be that way. You're right. In no way does this is pure emotion. It's good to be here walking together, my friend. Love that line. Yeah. I'm going to hold on to my Yellow, but only just a little.
I hope we can convince you in time.
I mean, a little.
I'm sure there are people that don't prefer to listen to a guy hold a 12-string guitar and sing a song. I mean, I'm sure those people exist. In this case, they're wrong.
Yeah, Joel, it's very well said. You know, the blues didn't start out with electric guitar, electric bass, and drums, and loud amps. It started out as, you know, just a guy telling a story.
Selling his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Get right down to it. I mean, blues music is the South. It's the history of slavery in the South. That's the origins of where this music came from. And I think that needs to be acknowledged and pointed out.
We're acknowledging slavery? What year is this?
We're acknowledging slavery.
All right. So as we move around the table for the second time, we've often commented on the fact that personal favorites do not play into our selections for the five essential tracks. It's not my five favorite tracks. It's the five essential tracks to show our friend about an artist. And it's just, it so happens at this point that I think these two things line up very well. I have a clear favorite Stevie Ray track, and it's for a number of reasons. And it is the title track of their second album, Couldn't Stand the Weather. I think Couldn't Stand the Weather is the coolest song that they ever did. And if you're familiar with it, you know that the beginning has this start and stop. Do 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 do. And it does that several times. And go find a video of them playing it. And after they do that two or three times, they stop for a longer period of time. Like, it's on the beat the first few times. But then when they're playing it live, they stop that last time before Stevie Ray's going to tear into it. And the length of time changes. And yet they all always come in dead together. And it's just so impressive because they're not looking at each other. They were so in tune as a band. But this song, the music video in the driving rain, the incredible guitar work, yes, it's my favorite, but I also think it's one of his very best. So Couldn't Stand the Weather.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that I think plays better live than it does in the studio track, although the studio track is fine. It's great. I do think that, like you were pointing out, when you see them do it live, I think you get a better picture of what the song is. I'm going to yellow Couldn't Stand the Weather for now, although it's up there. It's one of those that I had on the border for me. So I'll be curious what everybody else
has. That was the Eagles.
Say.
Yeah, sorry, we already talked about them.
Yeah. It's been done.
For all the reasons you said, I'm turning into Mr. Greenlight here, but I'm gonna greenlight it because it was in my five, and I think it is probably one of the most well-known songs that he's done, and because of that, people identify it as, you know, essential Stevie Ray. I certainly do. So yeah, green light for me.
I'm going to echo that, and yeah, I'm content to green light it. It was one of the first ones I thought of for all the reasons explained. So yeah, green light.
Just me, huh? All right. Well, I guess it comes back around, and I think we could all acknowledge what a great guitar player he is. We talked about, I don't know if we've really mentioned, but he's a great vocalist as well. Mm. And that's a big part of his sound is the way his voice and the way he sings the blues.
He's not a great singer. He's a great vocalist.
Yeah, that's a good description. I'm going to go off that track and play one of my personal favorite, pick out an instrumental that I think of right up there with like Cliffs of Dover and other great guitar instrumentals. That's Lenny from Texas Flood. I think it's an essential Stevie Ray Vaughan track, written for his wife. Lenny, gotta have it.
Just because I mentioned something that I was referring to this very song earlier, I'll just speak up and say the other song off of Texas Flood that I thought maybe wasn't what Ben was talking about was Lenny. And I agree, Joel, you have to put Lenny on this list because it's a completely different thing, but it's one he played a lot, and it's great. It really is.
I agree. A song from the heart, a really important instrumental. I'm also happy to greenlight this one.
And so it comes to me in a song that Joel has proposed.
Ben, who's
history,
greenlit
history dictates
Ben, who has greenlit every song so far. Yes, put it in.
Well,
Lenny goes on the list, dadgummit. Green light the song. Let's move on.
So let me talk around it. I didn't have it on my file. And that, you know, the purpose of this show is to bring your songs in and you debate it and maybe move the list around. I also didn't have Life by the Drop there, and you convinced me that it should be there. If we're compiling five songs that, you know, perhaps they sound a little bit different, but they all make up the artist, yeah, this is probably, it's probably needs to be on there. So you're going to make me have to struggle here to figure out what else I'm going to bump.
Put it on the list.
It's on the list. It's
yay!
All right, folks.
It belongs there.
We've got Crossfire, Pride and Joy, and Lenny. Two songs from the Texas Flood album and one song from Instep, the last studio album. Okay. Very exciting. Good stuff. So, Ben, your reward is you get to pick the next song.
Well, I don't think we're going to get four greens on this, but I actually was going to propose this last time when I put Love Struck Baby out, but that's the title track of his first album, Texas Flood. I mean, he's got three. The whole album is fantastic.
Yes.
The debut album. It's just start to end. It's just an unbelievable album. I think this is another song that everybody knows he performed. It's the third song on the album. I mean, talk about starting an album. Love Struck Baby, Pride and Joy, Texas Flood.
Yeah.
Like, put the vinyl on and step away from the needle. It just needs to play. and then it ends with Lenny, so on the B side. I don't really need to say anything else about it. I don't know that we can greenlight three songs from one album when we're talking about an artist, five songs, but I think it needs to be
proposed. We can do what we wish.
That's true.
That's a tough one for me because this is among the sort of the top few that I wrote that I'm thinking of, you know, and I'm close to greenlighting it, you know, but there's some other stuff that I think we need to talk about. Of course, we have two slots remaining. I think one should be Life by the Drop. So I'm going to yellow light it, although I'm really close to greenlighting Flooding Down in Texas. The telephone lines are down.
It's fantastic. It's great. It's one of my favorites. And if for no other reason, because I want to get some stuff from other albums, I'm going to yellow light Texas Flood.
I'm going to green light Texas Flood. I think it's worthy. And that'll be my opinion on that one.
All right. Jacob?
Oh, it's my turn, you're saying?
Yes.
So I want to talk about a song from Could Not Stand the Weather.
Could Not Stand the Weather.
could not Stand the Weather. It's Cold Shot. I love that song. Outside of that, I just think it's a great song. And of course, the music video accompanying it is something that is hilarious.
Legendary. Yeah. Legendary.
Mm-hmm. But great solo, get a little rotary on there. The Leslie speaker, love that. Steve Ray used that some as well. You know, it is close to Texas Flood in that it's sort of a slower tempo, but I kind of lean towards Cold Shot myself. I'm the only one comparing the two, but I'm just saying, I think it's worthy of being on this list.
Cold Shot was the second song I wrote down. Everything that you just said, I'm having a crisis.
but one more thing too, think about the difference in the delivery of Pride and Joy and Cold Shot. It's a very different vocal delivery.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's
hurt. It's
I don't
shot,
even
maybe.
Cold Shot is. I don't even think of it predominantly as a blues number. It's blues inspired. It's a riff song, you know?
I love that riff too.
Yeah, I do too. It's a great riff. It's not complicated, but it's fantastic.
And
don't let our true love run cold, baby.
Yeah.
I've got green light. Green light.
Noise.
Okay.
It, you know, I was going to yell a cold shot, but when you talked about the juxtaposition between Pride and Joy and Cold Shot and the way the two sit almost parallel to each other, yet so similar in so many ways, I think they sit really nicely next to each other. And I think it'd be appropriate to have both of them on the list. I'm going to green light Cold Shot. Even though it's not really one of my personal, not, probably not a top five favorite for me. I'm sorry. Hey, Ben's about to come out
it's
of
okay.
the screen.
It probably wouldn't be. It probably would be for me.
But I'll green light it. I'm going to leave it at that before I get myself in trouble.
I'm gonna play difficult. I'm throwing a yellow light out. If for no other reason than I think there's two other songs that belong there before it, and we may have already mentioned them.
Oh. I'm not sad that you did that.
It would have been, it's kind of grit your teeth kind of green light. But I, cold shot. Didn't quite make it.
It's very
but we're close.
Yeah.
The second one, or the third song now, by the way, that has just a single holdout. We have two more spots, and now we have three songs with a single yellow holdout. So okay. This could get quite interesting as we go along.
Yeah.
Now we've gone around twice. Do we need a third time?
I definitely have one more to put out.
Okay, we can go third.
I'm interested to see what's discussed from here on.
Another popular music video in regular rotation on MTV, and a song that I would probably throw out as my second favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan song that we have not mentioned it yet. It is another number written by his frequent collaborator, Doyle Bramhall, who was the father of Eric Clapton's usual second guitarist now, Doyle Bramhall II. Doyle was a drummer from Texas. He's since moved on to the next plane. But had the great privilege of seeing, perform, and meeting Doyle Bramhall in Longview when he played Alley Fest 1 year, our hometown. He had just released his only solo album called Bird Nest on the Ground. And he, of course, wrote several songs for and with Stevie Ray, including this one, perhaps my favorite of all of those. Probably is, since I said it was my second favorite Stevie Ray song. Doyle played it that day. I was about 17 or 18 years old, had him autograph my CD, and he just seemed shocked that a kid knew all of the music that he was playing. But I knew that CD and I knew this song when he played it very differently than Stevie Ray, but that is From Soul to Soul, Change It. You can't change it. Can't rearrange it. Time is all that we got, baby. Let's take it.
It's funny, when you were talking to Doyle Bramhall, I thought you were going a different direction. So I'm caught a little off guard. I'm going to have to think about that and let the other guys chime in.
You know, there's a lot of people that would absolutely demand that Change It, probably listening to this would, you know, demand Change It be on the list. I personally think there's better fitting songs, perhaps, that we've already mentioned. I'm going to yellow it, although I acknowledge its greatness.
Me too, for the same reasons.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree. I'm going to go with you. Sorry, Josh, you just kind of threw me off because I was all ready to talk about another song.
Oh, that one hurts me, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
But as soon as we're done, the first thing I'm going to do is go listen to Change It because it's so great.
Yeah, I might join you in that.
Well, we've talked now, mentioned a couple times the Jimi Hendrix connection. I'll throw out my favorite of the two, which might be surprising. You might be expecting me to say Little Wing, but I'm going to go with Voodoo Child, which is my favorite Jimmy cover that he did.
I mean, it was certainly a great staple of his live show.
Right.
He always played it.
Well, the crowd loves a good wah pedal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a great, great cover.
How many people have walked up and said, here we go, now I'm going to play Jimi Hendrix? And everybody was like, okay, I'm perfectly fine with that. He played Voodoo Child Slot Return as good as Jimmy. I mean, who else can you say that about?
Of the two versions, I prefer Stevie Ray Vaughan's version, which is not true of Little Wing, but is true of a Voodoo Child.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. You're saying you prefer Stevie Ray's version of Voodoo Child, but you prefer Jimmy's version of Little Wing?
I like the lyrics to Little Wing and think they need to be included. It's really just because it's instrumental. It's 6.5 minutes.
I kind of feel the same way, Joel.
Of Stevie Ray shredding guitar.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that's Derek and the Dominoes version of Little Wing? mid at best.
Yeah. That's not a highlight of that great album, in my opinion.
You're correct.
I would agree.
But I don't know that I think it's great. Any song we talk about in these episodes, I think, are great, mostly. But I'm going to yellow light that one.
I yellow it, too.
So yellow light. All right. Move along.
Let me step in here.
The five songs are on there.
After 2.5 rounds, is there anything, Ben or Jacob, you think we need to mention, or are our other two songs on this list already?
I think they're there.
Well, they probably are, but I'm going to mention one other one just for fun, because why not? So we can get a little more diversity of his studio albums. This is a song from In Step that, if you search the lyrics for this song on Google, it will say that it was written by Jeff Lynne, which is funny. But the song was actually written by, again, Dol Bramall and Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's called Tightrope. And, it's not one I would expect to be fully greenlit. I just thought, maybe you can think of it as an honorable mention.
I love Tightrope. Yeah. I wrote down Tightrope.
I guarantee you there are people that will demand that Tightrope be on here. You can't win them all.
I think he could easily go on this list, but I think that the two have probably already been mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. The only other thing I would mention probably would be The House Is Rockin', but it's just known. There's nothing particularly special about it.
Yeah. That's the song I thought you were putting forward when you mentioned Dol Bramall.
Oh.
It's worthy to mention Mary Had a Little Lamb and what he did with that. I mean, seriously.
Staying Swing. That's a showman's number right there.
That and Scuttlebutton is a... There's
oh, yeah, Scuttlebutton. That's another one that really needs to be thought about in the instrumental vein. Riviera Paradise.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, those are Stevie Ray songs, but Mary Had a Little Lamb. I've got to call out the Marvin Paradox.
That is
there.
Yes. Marvin Paradox.
The Marvin Paradox that go with Buddy Guy. Was Buddy Guy the one who first did Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yeah, he wrote that.
You mean he wrote that song?
He did. He's in 1647. Buddy's
so let's go back.
Okay. So to recap,
let's go back and talk about
we've got Crossfire, Pride and Joy, and Lenny. We have only one song that was greenlit by everybody except no, we have two that were greenlit across the board, save for one holdout.
Three. We have and three. That is, we have Life by the Drop, Couldn't Stand the
Weather,
and Cold
Shot. Oh, you're
we
right. I can't even read my own notes.
And we got three with only two spots.
So I yellow lit Life by the Drop, Joel yellow lit Couldn't Stand the Weather, and Ben yellow lit Cold Shot.
And they're all different people.
All different Josh, people and all different tough songs.
Search your heart, Josh. You know it's true. Life by the Drop needs to be on this list. We can debate the other two to go for the fifth, right? Life by the Drop deserves the place.
I think Life by
I'd
the Drop
I'd say that
is.
We need Kevin McCarthy in here to help us decide, but I'm afraid that George Santos would wind up on this podcast.
Let's see if we can beat 14 votes to get Life by the Drop in on this list.
Yeah, I'll green light Life by the Drop. I think it's
worthy.
Right,
very good.
I think
very
it's worthy.
Good.
Okay.
Very good.
And now it gets hairy.
It's good now, Santa weather or cold shot? Shall we get swords and fight it out?
I don't know, man.
It's tough. It is tough between these two. If we're just looking at two for one spot, it is tough.
I will say this. We do not have on our final list a longer form song. I mean, Couldn't Stand the Weather is, what, 7-8 minutes long?
I think it's Couldn't Stand the Weather.
4 minutes and 41 seconds on the studio album.
Oh, okay. So not as long as I was thinking, but it's less concise. It gives an opportunity for a lot of that guitar playing. And I feel like, especially by not greenlighting Texas Flood, you know, he's always got some showcase type song. And I don't feel like we have one of those in a longer form. So I'm going to stick with Couldn't Stand the Weather.
I honestly think that that's correct. Unless you're hurrying to withdraw your yellow bin from Cold Shot, I'm inclined to go ahead and green light Couldn't Stand the Weather and have that be our fifth song. All right. I think we're in agreement.
We're in? Okay, excellent.
Ben visually gave his consent for the green light. You are green lighting it. Is that right?
I am green lighting it.
Okay.
And as I mentioned before, I didn't have Linear Life by the Drop. This is funny, but the two that I did have on the list were Texas Flood, and my number five was Cold Shot.
Sometimes that's the way the discussion and the debate goes, where, I mean, stuff changes around. So,
well, I have to say it is a cold shot that Cold Shot is not on the list, but I'm okay with it if we're comparing Cold Shot and Couldn't Stand the Weather with.
Yeah, which is ultimately what it did come down to. And how it fills out the list. I don't think Cold Shot would have been a bad inclusion, but anyway.
Well, if you're going based on form, Cold Shot technically comes in at six. So yeah. It was literally the first one out, as they do in you know, we're in March here, March Madness.
So there you go,
boys.
One of the finest guitarists to ever come out of Texas, a unique player, my probably favorite to watch play, the great Stevie Ray. I'm mindful of the record he did with his brother. I mentioned earlier, he became clean and sober finally and was on top of the world and playing better than he ever had. You can see the picture from the last night he played before he died in the helicopter crash. And Eric Clapton is there and Buddy Guy is there. And you know, three or four other guitar luminaries are all on the stage together and they're all watching Stevie. It's just amazing. And he recorded this album with Jimmy, the Vaughn Brothers. And I love it. It's so great. You've got a couple of Jimmy style songs, a couple of Stevie style songs, some instrumentals they play together. And then the hit was TikTok. And I know Ben remembers TikTok. I was in high school. So Ben was probably, I think I was early high school. He was probably in middle school. Yeah. And didn't really hear anything like that from him before, but it was bittersweet again to hear Time's Ticking Away after Stevie was already gone and how they were really just getting started. A favorite thing of mine is the video that you've probably all seen if you're a Stevie Ray fan of Stevie and Jimmy playing one guitar, two necks together at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. Wonderful.
Wild showmanship on display there.
So that is both our list and our tribute to the great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Crossfire, Pride and Joy, Life by the Drop, Couldn't Stand the Weather, and Lenny. That's going to introduce you to him. And boys, I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. That's a good and strong.
All right, any final thoughts, fellas?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think we did a good job of kind of picking from his whole career. You know, sometimes we get focused on when an artist had a certain amount of commercial success at one point and we pick, you know, maybe too many songs from one era, but we hit the beginning and the end with his catalog.
And I was just going to say, as I try to do in every episode, that the five greenlit songs plus everything, every other song that is mentioned for consideration, all of that is in our accompanying Spotify playlist, which will be in the link. It will be linked in the episode description.
And we've had several people that have mentioned how much they enjoy that. One in particular just really was telling me about how great that is, and that every time he finishes listening to the episode, he goes and listens to the full playlist, which was something
that's the intention.
Some of our other projects that he used to do offline and go down rabbit holes. Well, now it's all there for him and ready. And so hopefully others have found that useful and can spend some time with these great artists. Eventually we'll get around to some obscure things and some rarer type stuff, but you know, we want to hit some of these big names, and they're fun to debate and pull apart. And maybe somebody like Stevie Ray that you haven't sat and listened to in a while, this will get you back over, and maybe we'll move Jacob and Joel a little closer to being completists where Stevie Ray is concerned. But we will step away then, and thank you for joining us as always. Give us your feedback. What did we miss? What did we get right? Let us know over at Five Essential Tracks, and we will see you next time when we will be discussing Queen.